Interesting in light of prophecies this morning, I wanted to talk to the young people, and I'd already opened up and felt that the Holy Spirit wanted me to share a verse with you young people in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15. Hebrews 13 and verse 15, and it says this: therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Now, what do you think that is referring to? Offering up praise, thanksgiving. Now, have you any idea what you might think that means? Any idea what you might think that means? Yes.
Yeah, worshiping God.
Worshiping God, yes. Any other thoughts about worship, praise? Any other thoughts about this? Some of you have opened your Bibles. Let's just have a look at it again. Now that you've opened your Bibles, it says, therefore by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise. Let's just stop there. Let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise. Now, what's Paul saying there to the Hebrews? Huh? What do you think he's saying there? Any idea? Any idea, Robert?
Praise him continuously.
Right, now that takes a bit of doing, doesn't it? I mean, praising continuously, yes. How are we going to get around that one?
That in our lives, there's so many things that can stop us from praising the Lord. So when it says the sacrifice of praise, that we must sacrifice to it all so we can praise the Lord and praise the Lord.
Right, you're getting nearer, because I was hoping somebody was going to raise this word sacrifice. Do you understand? Do you know? Are you all clear what the word sacrifice means? Do you understand what sacrifice means? Who doesn't sort of really understand it? What sacrifice means? Well, it actually means to pay a cost. It's going to cost you something. It's not easy. And anything in life, there is a cost. There is a cost to you learning. There's a cost to you in learning things about from life. Sometimes your parents require a cost from you, maybe to go out and do a bit of weeding, or go mow that lawn, or go and clean your bedroom. How many of you have been told to go and clean your bedroom, eh? Now to you, that's a sacrifice, you see? And we need those sacrifices. They're like disciplines, and we actually need it. Now, you might not like these words that I'm saying, but actually, it's really what we want. And it's how we respond. It's how the best can come out of us. So when we take that over to worshipping God, praising God, it says that we're to continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is, of course, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So, he says he wants us to praise him and worship him. Now, what is the fruit of our lips? What actually should come out of our lips? What should we be saying? What should we be saying? Yes?
Good words.
Good words? Yes? So anything else? Yes?
Yeah, that should glorify God when we speak.
Right. So should we glorify God when we speak? How about when your day doesn't go very good and maybe something's gone wrong at school? What are we supposed to do at that point? Yes?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And praise the Lord.
And praise the Lord. So we're to thank God even when it appears to be good or bad, we're still to thank him and praise him. Now, why are we to thank him when something has gone wrong, or it appears to have gone wrong, or it hasn't gone how I would like it? Why are we to thank him? Yes.
Jesus always has a plan. He might not reveal it to you that day, but he'll reveal it to you this time.
Absolutely. That he has a plan which he's not revealed to you, but he will in time show you why your day went wrong, or you were disappointed, or somebody let you down. Because that's what we face in life. Your best friend that you may have, sadly, is only human and will at times maybe let you down. And we could do likewise. We could let maybe our best friends down. So there are disappointments to be found in life. And yet we're told that that is working for us together for good, because God loves us. So if we begin to understand that, we can start to praise God. We can praise him in any situation, because it's not by chance. If someone at school has lied about you or gossiped about you, that has not taken God by surprise. It has you, but it hasn't God. And God says, if you trust me, I've got a plan behind this, and I've allowed this to happen, and I want you to praise me. I want you to thank me for what I'm doing in your life. And when you begin to understand that, you're going to begin to understand why we come every Sunday here and we worship and praise the Lord. And you're going to start to find yourself entering in. And when you see those words up there that come up there, you're going to start to begin to understand them. How do you understand them? Because those words that you see up there, worship and praise, are applying in your life. It's starting to be your experience. For example, when we start to praise and worship God, that we go through the trials and the tests, you'll be able to say, I went through that this week. Something pretty bad happened to me, but God helped me and sustained me. And so as you start to sing and worship and praise God, those words become a reality. Now, it is very important, you young people, that Jesus becomes a reality to you, because if he doesn't, you're going to be just religious. You're just going to offer a lip service. You're just going to come here because everyone else does, or mummy and daddy tell you to come or want you to come. They're encouraging you. But we want you to come because you're experiencing Jesus. And that's what this is all about. And he wants you to experience. We heard a prophecy this morning that Jesus calls us to be friends. Now, you've got friends at school. And we heard that friends share, don't they? You share with a friend. You may say things to a friend that you won't say maybe to somebody else. So how much more Jesus, who says, I want to be your friend. Isn't that wonderful? That God, Jesus, wants to be your friend. And you can start to share with him. And as you share with him, you're going to listen to what he's saying to you as well. Because he's going to speak back. Because dialogue, conversation, is about two people speaking to each other. And when you speak to each other, we have to learn to listen to one another. If it's just one-sided, where your friend is trying to speak to you, but you don't want to listen to them, but you're going to make sure they listen to you, you can't make a friendship out of that. It's two ways. You have to be prepared and humble to listen to them the same as they listen to you. And when you start to grasp that, you're going to start to worship Jesus. And you're suddenly going to start to find yourself, those hands start rising up. You're going to find when we start singing and praising in the Spirit that you're going to start to come out with those languages and joining with the rest. Why? Because Jesus is real to you.